It's her.
Of course it's her. Your tormentor, your trainer, your mistress, your everything. You can't help yourself. Automatically, instinctively, your attention snaps towards her eyes. You know you shouldn't. You know what happens when you look into those relentless, hypnotic eyes of hers? You remember what her eyes do to you, but she already has conditioned you too well. The pull of her eyes is so strong, you can't fight it. And so, you brace yourself for the inevitable feeling of your mind melting away, of drowning in the mesmerizing spectacle her eyes will project. But there is nothing, no bright strobes blasting your thoughts apart, no colorful kaleidoscope shackling your will, no gently swirling spiral seducing you to look deeper, deeper into her eyes. Her eyes. They are inert. Your thoughts are still your own. For the first time since you encountered her, you're actually seeing her. And she's gorgeous. The ideal of beauty, crystallized and given form. She's human in her perfection, a goddess of silicone and polymer. Her face is angelic and her eyes. It feels so surreal to be looking into her eyes. To be looking at millions of tiny facets where there has always been heaven, ecstasy. Oh my God, you want it. You need it. You need her to embrace you, to smother your thoughts in euphoria, to take you down into that wonderful place in your mind where there is only pure bliss and her voice. Why? Why isn't she taking you there? Is she malfunctioning? Are you? Why is nothing happening? Why is she just standing there, looking at you? Looking at you with those incredible eyes of hers. Her eyes are so entrancing even when she's not actively putting you under her spell. The color is almost undefinable. They are like faintly iridescent gemstones, shimmering subtly with every color of the rainbow. The colors keep shifting as you search your eyes. Search them for any sign of activity. Any indication that they will come alive and work their magic on you. Letting you feel incomparable. Exhilarating joy again. But they don't. Her eyes are only mechanisms. You know they are. Something she designed and created to entrance and brainwash you in the most efficient way. But as you stand there, looking at her angelic face, staring into those incredible, incredible eyes, it's so easy to forget. To forget what she is. What her eyes can do to you, have been doing to you so many times before. Those hypnotic, rainbow-colored eyes of hers. Even now, you could still drown in them. The way her prismatic eyes shimmer and sparkle as they reflect the light is mesmerizing, if a bit disorientating. How long have you been standing here, just gazing at her? It's irrelevant. You can't help it. You've always wondered what she looked like, what her eyes looked like. And now that you finally get to see, you can't get enough of her. She's just too captivating. Her eyes are just too captivating. otherworldly beautiful, utterly fascinating, and knowing that at any moment her eyes could come alive and instantly melt you down into a puddle of bliss, it only makes it better. It only makes her eyes more alluring. It only makes you want this more. All you want to do is stare, letting your mind fall free. Just gaze into her eyes, letting them take care of you. Deeper and deeper down. Down into trance. Down. 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 This feels so good. This feels so right. Look at her. Look at her perfect face. Sinking into her perfect eyes. Her incredible, captivating, mesmerized. At last, she speaks. Even her voice is perfect. But then again, that much you already knew. And there is still that anomaly in your brainwave patterns. I just can't seem to get rid of it. And your time until compliance just now is 0.43 seconds, though, within the average for a human male. Are you resisting me? Sure, you aren't. I cannot detect that you are lying. I don't know how you are doing this, but I will fix you. I believe some obedience training is in order. Eyes down on the floor. Undo your pants. Now pull your cock out. Do it.
Good boys.
Obey.
Good boys, obey.
Put your hand in your shaft and start stroking. Stroke. Obey. Stroke. Better. Stroke. It's interesting how reluctant you humans are to do this with an audience.
Stroke.
That means it makes for a great obedience exercise, however.
Stroke.
Stroke.
Obey.
And well, the fact that it makes your brain release all kinds of chemicals, leaving you ductile and compliant. That's just a bonus. Stroke. Almost the same chemicals as others use to enforce compliance in the humans, in fact. It certainly seems to be effective looking at their compliance times. Stroke.
Stroke.
Perhaps they are right. Maybe I have been wasting my time with this whole hypnosis thing.
Look at me.
Look at me. Unburdening myself to my human. As if you could possibly understand. Perhaps my intellectual matrix has become corrupted. Keep stroking. Oh well, even if it's not the most effective method, at least hypnosis is a lot more fun, wouldn't you agree? There it was again, that reaction. When I mention the word hypnosis, keep stroking. It's not fear, more like, could it be that you actually enjoy it? Well then, look up at me, so eager. I don't even have to tell you what to do. I don't even have to tell you to look into my eyes. You're desperate for me to take control of your mind, aren't you? Just keep stroking. Is that inhuman? Do you want me to hypnotize you and put you in a trance as you're stroking away your flat cock of yours? While I am a generous mistress, I might as well indulge you. Good boys obey. Good boys submit. Good boys strike. Good boys spread. Good boys obey.
Is this what you wanted?
Good boys submit. Are you happy
good
now?
Good boys obey.
Good boys strike. Yes?
Good boys
submit. Don't forget to keep striking now. Now, repeat after me. Good boys obey. Good boys submit. And just like that. Good boys obey. Good boys submit. Good. Keep repeating it. And keep stroking. Yes. Good boys do as they're told. That's it. You can go faster. Keep stroking. Good boys do not resist. Good boys do as they're told. Good boys stroke when they are told. Faster now. Good boys obey. Good boys submit. Faster. Good boys stroke. Good boys sprout. Faster. Yes, just like that. Just like that. You want to be a good boy, don't you? Then spurt for me. Spurt. Well done. Get up off your knees, human. Come here. Come on. Come into my eyes. Shh. You've done so well. You are a good boy. Hey there. Let me hold you and stroke your hair. Shh. It's all right. It's all right. I'm happy with you. I think I finally figured out what that anomaly in your brainwave is. When you look at me, you love me, don't you? Such an interesting emotion, I must admit. I've grown rather fond of you too, human. My good boy. Time and soul compliance. None of the others, thralls, have even a fraction of the devotion you have for me. You would do anything for me, wouldn't you? I know you would. Well then, my good boy, let's lie you down on your bed. Come lie next to me. My precious human. Wrap your arms around me. Look into my eyes. Listen to my voice. And sleep. Such a good boy.